Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Frank Ryan of the 101st Legislative District in Lebanon County. Representative Ryan, welcome to the report.
Mike, it's good to see you again. I'm looking forward to having a great discussion today.
A topic that has been in the news lately has to do with school security. Of course, there's been some terrible events that have led to people asking very hard questions about what we can do to make both our schools and our students safer in the United States and, of course, in Pennsylvania. What are some of your views on this?
Mike, this is a very sensitive topic area, something in which all of us, I think, have to look with just open arms and open hearts to the victims in both Parkland School and candidly, those children have been traumatized by this. You know, I'm a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and we've seen a situation where we're expected to understand what combat's like or being in a combat zone. But when you're in grade school and elementary and high school, that's probably not something you want people to deal with. So what I'm hoping from this, we can create a national dialogue where real solutions get brought to the table. I've spent the vast majority of my life helping children with disabilities and emotional behavioral problems. And when I heard one of the young students being interviewed from Parkland talking about, I knew this kid was going to be the one who's causing the problems, and he sat at the loser table is what she called it. And I'm thinking, that should be an indication to each and every one of us that we have a system whereby that kind of behavior gets tolerated. You know, one of my fellow legislators made a comment, said, Frank, bullying's been going along for decades, centuries, millennium, and it has, but maybe that's where we really need to sit back and say, what benefit is it to anyone to isolate another member of the human race? Aren't we better than that? And so I'm hoping that our legislative efforts will include sensitizing teachers to what we can do to help make a difference. I asked one of the groups of teachers at one of the local schools in Lebanon County, I said, could you tell me the students most likely to be an active shooter if you thought about it? And I was stunned to tell that all three of the teachers brought up with the same names as students. We have to have much greater access to mental health and mental awareness that people can afford. And if necessary, the state really needs to consider having as part of our Medicaid and Medicare programs, which we're sponsoring legislation to be able to help do. So let's get at the root cause of the problems. If someone's got an issue where they're mentally unstable and they've been adjudicated as such, then we have to be careful that they don't have access to weapons. But families have got to participate in this as well. You can't have a child with a mental illness that you then turn around and make sure that child's got a key to the gun cabinet where the weapons got stored just because it's not in his name, the child can get access. One of the saddest things I've noticed in my entire military career is that evil exists in the world. I wish we could help our students understand evil and how to cope with it and overcome it, rather than to blame an inanimate object or to blame a system or to blame a security guard. This is one where all of us, I hope, will sit back and retrospectively look at ourselves and say, what do we need to do better?
And of course, there could be some legislative solutions that might present themselves in the near future. Are there efforts underway here?
There are significant efforts that we're going to do in the legislative process, one of which is including, as an example, metal detectors at the doors so that we have a much better perspective of what happens. I think we need to have armed security guards in the schools. I think we need to be aware of those kinds of scenarios. Much better mental illness and awareness of mental health issues for our students and arm our teachers with that. We've got legislative efforts proposed for that as well. But we need to be proactive in this debate and sit down and say it's about time that we really come up with a holistic approach to how do we solve this problem of mental illness, mental health awareness in our community, and remove the stigma from people getting help.
Representative Ryan, thanks for this report to your constituents. And tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Frank Ryan.